Merry meet and welcome back to In the Broom Closet for the first time in over 6 months. I'm your ditzy and horribly spacey host, Elowen Winters. Honestly, everyone, I was having the worst and busiest past few months ever. I got a new job, which I thought would be amazing because it came with better pay and more consistent hours. However, Belle got a promotion and our schedules never aligned with each other's, so we barely ever saw each other. He worked early mornings, I worked late nights. I was making friends at my job, but they slowly started finding other jobs, started back in school, or moved. The few coworkers left were annoying and lazy and pissed me off galore. Then my friends outside of work stopped getting a hold of me to hang out or made me feel like I wasn't wanted or cared for. My depression and anxiety have been way out of hand and I barely left my house. I had panic attacks if I had to text or call or if Belle left me alone for too long. I was hurting myself daily. And Belle had enough. He pushed me to go to a doctor, to renew a prescription as well as talk about what I'm going through, and see if my doctor could help me. Finally, after years of struggling with my self-hatred and fears, I am now officially diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety, and I'm on medication for it. I'm also planning to attend counseling sessions, though right now I haven't scheduled that yet. The meds are helping right now, but the first few weeks were really rough and made me feel worse. My doctor has since adjusted my meds, and now I'm feeling better and hope the meds with future counseling will help even more. This coronavirus scare has also caused my job to become excessively busy. So for the past few weeks, I've been trying to write future episodes while juggling a busy work week. I did have full intentions of picking this podcast up again around New Year. I thought taking a break from it would help me get back on track, but every time I thought I would, I had no energy and no ambition. I did check up on it to see how it grew, and it was incredible the number of people listening from all over the world. I would like to thank Instagram user Pinstripe Flower and Hannah Schzit. I am so sorry that I cannot pronounce anything. This last name, it looks like, only has one vowel in it. So Schzit is how that's coming out. If you know who you are, I'm so sorry. I can't pronounce jack shit. But thank you for contacting me and telling me how much you enjoyed my podcast while I was away. Honestly, having you two contact me in February, it was 2 days away from each other, but, both of you made me feel like somebody was out there who cared, and that's how I got back on track. So, again, thank you so much. Next week, I'll be posting episode 6 on Sunday, and hopefully that will be the start of me getting back on track with this episode. I'll metaphorically see you all then. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.